Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the Free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We're going to talk to Mark Ein, Commander's minority owner, coming up at 9:40. He's the chairman of the Mubadala City DC Open. They've got seven top 10 stars competing this summer in the DC Open. So we'll talk to him about that.
Do you have the list or no? The list of the
some of the names
players?
Include Ben Shelton, all right, Gail Monfils.
Yeah, he's always interesting, fun.
Sophia Kennan.
I'm not familiar with her.
Amanda Anisimova.
Jason knows the chicks.
Flavio Cabali. Yeah, I don't know all the names.
There's some big names.
Taylor Fritz.
Yeah, that's when a huge
is
name.
When is it again? When is the event, JP?
It's coming up late August.
I think it's...
It's always when it's butt hot.
Is it late August?
No, it's July.
July.
July 19th through the 27th.
Yep, there you go.
So it's right around the corner.
All right, that makes sense.
So we'll have Mark on.
By the way, Valdez, did you play Billy Joel at 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Just in homage to Feinstein?
He does that every Friday.
You've been doing that since the whole time? Okay.
Yeah. I'll be honest.
That's
kinda,
a nice trend.
I
don't have my headphones on, so I don't listen. I don't
hear. Kind of bummed me out this time.
It did?
I think the first couple times, I felt like it was like, I felt good about it. Like, we're honoring him. And now, it's my own personal feeling. I'm starting to feel kind of bummed out.
So we're going to just do that forever? Until,
maybe not forever, but...
For the time being?
Yeah.
I like it.
Listeners like it.
I actually really like it. My wife just noticed it. And, like I say, I never have my headphones on, so I don't hear what you're playing.
Yeah. I mean, Friday's at 8 o'clock.
That's a special time for a lot of people. That's a nice tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made me feel sad. Isn't that one of the clips that Cakes would play from True Detective?
Yep. All right, well, I'm going to pick you up. Let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Of course, the entertainment page is brought to you by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll set you up. Of course, you check out their entire selection of vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. Get over there. Mention me. You will not regret it. All right, so a lot going on here. First, let's go to Liver King. Liver King was released. I think he's wearing an ankle bracelet. He posted a $20,000 bond. He has, I think, a 200-foot restraining order where he can't get within 200 feet of Joe Rogan and his family and their house or whatever. And he's going to have to undergo a mental health evaluation within a week. No, he has to stay at least 200 yards from Rogan and his family. I think he's still putting out wacky videos, though. It looks like he's still lost his mind, right? He's still on something.
Dude, he's putting out like 15 videos a day.
Yeah, and he's like crawling around.
Yes.
Like, what's the deal? He's lost it.
He might be having a psychotic episode.
He's having a psychotic episode, right?
I mean, he looks like he's straight out of the mountains.
Yeah.
He looks like he lives in the mountains.
Meanwhile, Jason, I'm not sure, but I think he's worth like $100 million or something.
I don't know.
I think he's worth a boatload. And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, some people are saying it's like a drug-fueled orgy that he's a part of right now. Others just think he lost his mind.
Yeah, he definitely looks like he's going through some sort of psychotic episode. They asked Rogan about it. And, if he knew anything about it, he said he's never met the guy, but he does consider it threatening. So they did arrest him. But like I say, he's still putting out crazy videos. He's supposed to undergo a mental evaluation within a week. So keep an eye on that. There's a trend of these celebrity homes getting ransacked, broken into. Add Brad Pitt to the list. It's pretty simple. These guys look at the news. They see that Brad Pitt's promoting a movie.
And he is out of the country.
Boom. 10:30 p.m. Now, what's crazy is, like, when that stalker hit Jennifer Aniston's home, a lot of these people have security.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They have 24-hour security. I don't know if Pitt did, but they broke a front window. They got in to the house. There was three of them. They climbed a fence, and they stole a bunch of stuff.
Hmm.
So they say they ransacked the home and took an unknown amount of miscellaneous property.
It was definitely his home?
Yep.
Because the police, it says here in the story, the police did not confirm the home belonged to Pitt, but the address does match something he bought. So I assume it was his.
I don't know.
But there was no one there?
Police or investigator reported a burglary at F1 actor Brad Pitt's home. Yeah. Two law enforcement sources said Pitt was not there. I believe he's out promoting the movie, right?
Yeah, he was in England, I believe.
And this is just happening more often. Did you see there is a Netflix doc about these young people that were breaking into all the celebrity homes?
The old school Bling Ring?
Yeah. That was actually kind of interesting. Crazy, but interesting. All right, how many of you guys watch Squid Games? Drabby, did you watch Squid Games? Did you watch it?
I watched season one. I never did not. Cared season about two? Season
one. So I guess one now season two. Three has just been released. Is that right? On Netflix?
I knew it was coming out soon. I know they released a trailer for it not too long ago.
And I don't know. I guess part of the drama of season two was kind of the guy that's in charge of the whole thing.
Went back into the game to try and destroy the game from the inside.
That's what the plot for season two is, or season three?
Season two.
Season two. And then, but was there something like where it ended when he was lying on the ground grieving the death of his closest friend at the end of the series?
Yeah, at the end of season two, there was a cliffhanger.
Right. So now I guess they see how this guy, Ji-hun, returns to the game and faces the challenges ahead.
Right. They tried season two. They tried like an uprising from the inside from all the participants. And at the end of season two, it left you wondering what happens.
Right. So
their fate.
I guess with the way Netflix is, I guess it maybe has just been released, I guess. So if you're a big Squid Game guy.
It came out at 3 a.m. today.
3 a.m. today, yeah. So if you're a big Squid Game guy, you could go out there and you can watch that all weekend.
I saw the number one show on Netflix this year remains Adolescence, which is a four-part series. I started to watch it, and then I just never picked back up on it. I think Cakes watched it, which is about a kid who's potentially accused of killing somebody else that's like 10 or 11 years old.
I don't know if this was news that came out yesterday but just recently, but I believe they've announced that there's going to be Top Gun Maverick 2, right? Or 3. I mean, it's a third Top Gun.
Yeah.
But they're going to have a third.
They're exploring a Top Gun 3.
Yeah. And they say there's still more story to be told.
It's supposedly they're thinking about digging into Maverick's relationships and past and everything.
And Maverick is
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Right. I saw this is sad news. There's been a death from one of the cast members of Dukes of Hazzard. You guys care to guess who donked off? It's not Daisy Dukes. Daisy Duke still alive.
The only
alive.
Ones I can think of are Daisy Duke and John Schneider.
John Schneider, still with us.
What was the other one?
Tom Wopat.
Yeah.
He's still with us.
I don't know. Boss Hogg died.
I think Boss Hogg died a while ago.
Oh, yeah. He's had to.
Oh, there was Cletus?
Cletus. Okay. Richard Hurst. Cletus Hogg. He passed away unexpectedly, according to his wife. He was 79.
I wasn't a Dukes of Hazzard guy.
You weren't?
No.
Dude, I watched that every Friday. I
know. It's Friday nights. I think my brother liked it. I don't know what competed against it, but I think I liked the other show.
I feel like
better.
It was Dukes of Hazzard and then like Dallas or something.
Yeah, I think so.
It was something
Dukes
like
of
Hallard,
that. Dukes of Hazzard was on. Was it at 9?
And then 8 Dallas or 9, was 10. And Dallas was on at 10.
Yeah.
There might have been another
Maybe
one.
Maybe I liked Fantasy Island.
No, dude, I was a huge Dukes of Hazzard guy.
Rick Hurst.
He played Deputy Cletus Hogg on Dukes of Hazzard.
Hey, he's a Temple guy.
He is?
Yeah, went to Temple.
I believe Cooter is still with us. I think Cooter still with us. Bo and Luke are still with us. And Catherine Bach, Daisy Duke, is still with us.
Man, so, how old is she? She's probably in her late 70s,
too. They every once in a while, they have pictures of her, like in Hollywood, like going to Ralph's or something.
Yeah.
And you can't believe that that's
71.
Old, that's Catherine Bach.
Yeah.
They have, I guess, some still images, maybe even some video of Orlando Bloom, newly single. Orlando Bloom cozying up to a mystery woman at Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez's pre-wedding party in Venice. The party that'll never stop. Apparently, they actually got married, like, officially, like, a month ago.
It's a three-day festival.
I thought it was, like, a week.
Oh, I think it was 3 days.
3 days?
That's reportedly between $46 and $56 million total.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. They say one of her gowns...
That's nothing. That's like a penny
to which I guess is nothing relative to everything else, was, like, one of her pre-wedding gowns was, like, a $100,000 gown that she was wearing. Which, I mean, can you even imagine?
Hey, did you see the pictures of Orlando Bloom's chick?
No.
I mean, I just saw like a silhouette.
Assuming she's
almost.
Very attractive.
I knew he was going to be a hot commodity at this wedding.
Yeah. Well, they said this was his coming out party. I don't know why.
It's great timing by him.
I don't know why he picked such a public
It's just a hookup. He got caught like hooking up with a bridesmaid. That old school thing.
That's so cliche. Classic. It's a classic.
The headline said, "Get a Bloom."
Get a Bloom, get a room, get a Bloom.
He's just late night making out with
Yeah, he's making out with some smoke in a car.
Do you think Katy Perry is secretly jealous? They say
of course, that,
they
of course
say,
he is.
Well, they say that they've been broken up for months.
Still, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I mean, they're probably sick of each other.
She'll probably be jealous. Yeah, but she doesn't want to see
Next week, we're going to see Katy Perry in like a 4th of July red, white, and blue bikini making out with some boy toy.
Is she gonna start posting thirst trap pics now?
Of course.
Is that the move?
Yes.
All right.
Be on the lookout for those jugs.
By the way, we haven't seen any like crazy Britney videos lately. What's going on with
Britney? She's been quiet.
Is she dancing with the knives and everything and the bikini? What happened to all the crazy Britney videos? There's no way she's like calmed down. It's not possible. And Valdez, you're going to have to hit me to what's going on here between with Bill Belichick and his girls, his ex, Linda Holiday, and Jordan Hudson. They're allegedly trashing each other on Instagram.
Yeah, they're beefing online.
Why?
I think Jordan found like an old letter that Bill wrote to her.
Ooh.
Now it's an old letter, but like or an old email, and she feels threatened, so she's standing up for her man and trashing her.
Now, is it a letter that he wrote or she wrote? This says a real raw emotions from Holiday.
Yeah, she wrote.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's an email.
Yeah,
that she found.
She's got to protect the golden goose.
And last but not least, I still want to see Mission Impossible. I'm just gonna wait until like it hits. Like,
you've been talking about that.
Not gonna go to the theater. I'm gonna wait until it hits like a real thing like Netflix or something, not Valdez's scam where you got like some Russian guy standing up in the middle of it.
But it's still out.
Shaky camera and everything. Yeah, it's still out.
It's been out for about a month?
This famous, I don't know what you would call this.
Theme song
for Mission Impossible. The composer passed away. Lalo Schifrin died at the age of 93. And this is this got to be his masterpiece, right?
Got to be up there.
Lalo.
Valdez, how long do they wait before they play this in the movie? Did you like 10, 15 minutes?
This one is
probably
like,
the opener.
No.
Wouldn't it be the
usually
opener?
They wait.
No. It's almost like 30 minutes.
They really? Wait.
They play a very long opening scene.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like it's like 15 minutes or something
that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they hit it. They're like, all right, here we go. Here we go.
So the Dukes of Hazzard.
Is this one of the five most iconic movie theme songs?
It's up there.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not. It's up there.
It's got to be.
Well, what are the others? Like, what? Okay, this sounds dumb. What's the Star Wars theme song? You're going to make fun of me.
He's going to play it.
You're going to make fun of me.
No, you've heard it a billion times.
Okay, then I don't know by when you say it. Play the Star Wars. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's number one.
Yeah.
That's probably number one. You're gonna have Indiana Jones, Superman, are all
Titanic?
Up there.
Jurassic Park is
Jurassic
a big
Park
one.
Jurassic Park is up there.
Oh yeah, Superman.
Play Jurassic Park. Yeah. Hold on, we just gotta do a minute here. We gotta go through all the
nothing
iconic
but time.
Theme songs.
No, okay. Superman too. You gotta play that one.
All right, hold on.
Eric, what's the name of the composer that did all those? Jurassic Park, Superman, Star Wars. Any chance you pull that? Jaws.
Is it J.W.?
Yes.
What's his first name?
Is that John Williams, I believe?
Hot Plate?
I don't think I would get it.
Yeah, Hot Plate did it.
I don't think I would get it. All right, hold on. This is Jurassic Park.
It's not as big as Star Wars.
Star Wars trounces it.
I mean, Rocky's pretty big.
Oh, yeah, Rocky. I forgot about Rocky.
Do you think Titanic is up there or no? One of the highest grossing films of all time?
They're all, I don't know that anybody's ever ranked them.
Who did this one? This is John Williams. Did this one? Is he dead?
No, I think he's still composing.
He is?
Yeah.
Are we missing any other biggies? He'll play Superman. Come on. Commercial. Who cares?
By the way, I figured out what I was watching or fighting with my brother when he wanted to watch Dukes of Hazzard. I was a sitcom guy. I wanted to watch Benson.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
You're not complaining? Oh,
we got a break. We got a pretty big guest coming up.
We're forgetting. Jaws. What? Did we say Jaws?
Oh, yeah. Jaws.
I mentioned it quickly.
Oh, that's number one.
But hold on. Isn't that just
number one.
How about Psycho? There's a million.
Psycho's
a good one. Is that considered a theme song just when you go, dun it?
I think so.
That's soundtrack. Like a soundtrack. All right. Can we play some more when we come back? Why?
Okay, yeah. We'll come back with the Superman theme.
And then we have Mark Eyne at 9:40. Don't go anywhere.